Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is David Gibson, and today's show is on personal New Year's resolutions. And I was just thinking about it a lot, actually, and it's really interesting to think about it's actually even further than a resolution. It's what is the thing you'd like to change about yourself if you had complete power to do it, you were able to do it. Because a lot of the things that we want to change about ourselves, we seem to be powerless to be able to do it, right? So this is about also using sound and vibration to be able to change it. So we're going to be talking about some challenges and different things that we want to resonate, or at least I want to resonate in the new year. And I think that will hopefully resonate with the things you want to resonate in the new year. So that's our intention, is that we all resonate the ideal person that we want to be. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. We've got an open house coming up Sunday, January 7th from 1 to 6 p.m. It's actually just a free sound healing workshop for almost all day. And it's really amazing because, you know, people say, oh, that's 5 hours. That's a long time. But it's really interesting because we get in the zone after about an hour, and then we go deeper. And then, like, after 5 hours, nobody wants to leave. You know, it's like the people hang around for another couple hours. It's really very profound because we get really deep and really high, deep and high. That's the deal, deep and high, with sound. And also people go on the sound tables and sound lounges and play with all the instruments we have in our store up front. It's a great time if you're in the area. If not, fly on in, and it's free. We also have our next semester coming up for the Sound Healing Certificate Program, which is January 24th, and it's at the Institute. It's Monday through Wednesday nights and then some weekends. And it's 3.5 months. It goes to actually May 1st. And then we also have that same program online that's starting January 9th. And it's Tuesday and Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m., but also Saturdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's, of course, Pacific time, and with live instructors. But you can also watch videos if you can't make the live classes. You can also do a combination of videos, live online or live at the Institute, to actually get the whole certificate. And the certificate, of course, is the first semester of the associate degree program. So you can continue into the other three semesters after you do the certificate and get the full associates, where we get much more in detail about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But also, we go into research and a lot of practice. We get a lot of practice with our equipment at the Institute. We also do it online, though. And then you just, you know, if you want to get equipment, you get a discount if you're one of our students as well. Or if you already have equipment, you're just going to be practicing with that. But we also go through different frameworks for understanding consciousness and how vibration works within those frameworks to create healing and higher states of consciousness. It's very, very effective at these classes. I mean, very transformative. It's so funny because often I tell people in the beginning, it will change your life. And they're like, yep, right. And then by the end of the class, they're like, more than 50% of the people come to me and say, Dave, oh my God, my life is completely different. You can see our different testimonials on the website. They're just like really quite amazing. And it feels really good. It's just a beautiful place as well to really transform. But if you can't do it, you can do it online. Although if you we do have a couple of intensives coming up. If you wanted to fly in, we've got the normal summer intensive coming up in June and August. You could just do one of them if you want and do the rest online, or even just not even do the whole certificate, just do the one in June for 10 days. They're both 10 days, and it's 10 to 9:30 every day. And so it's very immersive. But we also have our second semester winter intensive coming up, which is January 13th to the 23rd and February 24th to March 6th. Again, 10 to 9:30 every day. And there's most of the classes you can take, even though they're second, third semester, they're not, they don't really have prerequisites. There's a couple of classes that you would need to actually have done the first semester, but a lot of these classes are available individually. So you could do most of the intensive that's coming up here in just a couple of weeks. The cool thing is for any of the intensives, you can actually stay at the school for only $200 for 10 days. And that's quite a bit different than the $200 of the hotel across the street per night, right? No beds, no showers, but there is a nice kitchen, and there's GEMS and YMCAs nearby where you can actually shower. And we've got plenty of sleeping bags and couches and futons and stuff. So it's a beautiful place to stay at anyway. So that takes care of your lodging. So you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or you can find all the information online at soundhealingcenter.com for all the classes. We also have our Mount Shasta retreat coming up in the summer. It's like in late July, July 20th and 21st. It's actually 3 days, 22nd as well. And we go up on the mountain on the third day. It's at Stewart Mineral Springs. That will be posted in a couple of weeks on the site. And it's not very expensive. It's like only $148, right, for the 3 days. And it sells out every year. So if you're interested, you might check that out. We also have a new website. It's funny talking about a new website. It's like, oh, go check out my new website. Well, if you've been on the old website, if you haven't been on our site recently, it's actually quite different, and it looks very much the same. But it's really a lot more information, and the store is really organized now. We've got over 300 products in our store now, every type of crystal bowl and Tibetan bowl, all types of technologies. Also, we're starting to sell, we have the voice analysis program, the voice analysis harmony that actually will find your what notes are missing in your system. And we do those treatments or assessments, and we also sell the whole voice analysis program, which you can add on to your practice. We're also starting to develop different sound chambers, you know, large buildings that are actually sacred geometry nested geometries. Like the main one is a king's chamber with a dodecahedron around it and an octahedron around that. And we've gotten some help from some higher beings that are helping us design it. So we're going to be selling those. Or if you want to, you know, donate or invest, then we can, you know, we want to build one around here as well. We also do have the whole store where all the products are. You can actually find it through soundhealingcenter.com, but you can go directly by soundoflove.com. We also have the therapy center, which is soundtherapycenter.com. We have not only the voice analysis, but we can find your root soul home note and send you a CD and that key to resonate you into your natural rhythm. I think that's the most important thing of all frequencies in the universe. The best is yours, where you are naturally vibrating at, to get you back to your natural home note. So we also have the Sound Healing Research Foundation at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. We are accepting donations right now, right before the new year. And we've got many really important projects. We've got the main project is finding the frequency of every part of the body from cell to soul. And it's called the Gene Ohm Project, GENEOM.com. That's within the Research Foundation. And so the idea is to find the frequency of every part of the body when it's healthy, and then be able to resonate people into that health template with no side effects. It's like a new medicine, right? Then we have research projects on sleep. We have them for pain management. We're working with quite a few hospitals now with pain management. For autism, we're working with an autism center. Also for ADD, we have treatments for ADD already now. And then the big one is PTSD and rehab. And we're working with quite a few PTSD centers and rehab centers now. But we want to research all of these and get more detail so we can really create a full range of treatments for the detailed aspects of each one of those areas. You know, because I mean, there are different types of ADD. I mean, there's different types of sleep issues. There's different types of, full range of autism, right? And different issues that people have with PTSD. So we have all of the projects completely outlined on the Research Foundation if you would like to donate or just want to check out what we're doing. It's soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. Or .com will get you there too. We're also looking for sales reps to actually sell our sound tables and sound lounges and bass pods and pillows. We're starting to get a lot of sales now, and we're looking for people around the nation to start selling our sound tables. So if you're interested in that, you can call or email me. We're also, if you're local, we're looking for interns to actually work in the store and do administrative work for in exchange for classes. So, we need that, interns. We also are eventually gonna be looking for help to help bring our curriculum into the classrooms for children and into the mainstream. We already have gotten a grant to bring our entire sound healing, music theory, and sacred geometry curriculum, although we don't say sacred, into two Montessori schools. And we've already implemented a bunch of exercises. We've got about 1,400 total. And it's profound. And we're going to be looking for help to actually bring these exercises into the mainstream, into public and private schools around the world, in fact. So it'll probably be another 6 months before we really are ready to take it from the Montessori into the mainstream. But if you're interested, you can, call or email, and we can go ahead and connect. Again, my phone number is 415-777-2486 or david@soundhealingcenter.com. Well, that's the stuff we have happening. You know, when I was thinking about what I would like to change about myself for the new year, the first thing that came to mind was to never get upset, flustered, frustrated, or thrown off by any challenge or conflict that could come up. And I started thinking about the things that throw me off the most. I mean, probably the biggest one is when people get upset or really upset at me when I feel that it's not valid, which is probably probably most of the time, right? But that's my most difficult one, is it upsets me when people are upset with me. Right. Especially now, actually, when it's not completely true, it's like I think when people are upset with me when I've actually blown it, it doesn't really bother me. I mean, unless they go off the deep end. Right. But that's one thing. But there's many other things. Think of all the different challenges and conflicts that throw you off. Anything that bothers you that you wish it didn't bother you, because the ideal higher consciousness is to be at complete peace, complete harmony, complete flow, no matter what is going on around you or inside you, which might be pain, might be scattered thoughts, might be not getting enough sleep, might be some illness, you know, inside or outside, there can be chaos, right? And for us to not be bothered by any of it, I mean, even getting old or not bothered by anything that's going on the planet right now. That's a tricky one. I think most people are, the way they're dealing with it is not, don't look at the news anymore. It's like dangerous to look at Yahoo these days, right? I mean, goodness gracious, there's so much going on. And it's really tricky to not actually have it throw you off. I actually look at it and check out the news. Actually, I listen to NPR some and then look at Yahoo because I feel it's important to be present with what's going on in the world and transform it, transmute it. You know, so if you can look at Yahoo News, right, and be still and compassionate and not go, oh, Jesus, what is going on now, right? That's the deal. So with that, sound and vibration is really, really unbelievably effective. And we've talked about this in quite a few shows. It's really, there's many techniques you can actually do. First of all, let's do this. Think of your biggest challenge and conflict in your life. And bring that challenge, we'll just do it really briefly. Bring that challenge into your body right now. And feel what it feels like. And then just open your mouth and make the sound of how that challenge feels. I'll do it myself right now. Don't want to do that too long. We don't need to resonate that too much. That vibration is not good for you. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your nervous system. It's not good for any organ at all. In fact, it breaks your system down. In fact, over time, it could kill you, right? It's really well known that emotions are one of the largest reasons or the largest causes of illness and disease, especially when they're over time, a long time, right? They continue. So the whole deal is to create a stable vibration instead of create one that is consistent. It's so simple with sound. You can simply do an om or an ooh or any vowel. So try it. Think of your conflict and challenge. Hold it in front of you and just tone and feel what it feels like. Be present with your challenge while you're doing it, though. Okay? And just do any vowel. See how good that feels? And that was like, what, hardly 30 seconds, if even that. It's amazing how effective it is so quickly. It's all about getting out of that chaotic waveform into stability. All right. So you can do it with a toning with elongated vowels, But when you actually add an emotion, higher emotion to it, it's even more powerful. If you can add gratitude, we're not going to get into it, but the ideal is when you can have gratitude for every challenge, then, you know, we're not like saying, bring it on. No way. We're saying, when it comes, thank you for this challenge to make me stronger and bring me to a higher state of consciousness. To be able to actually be at peace with gratitude. So think of your biggest challenge and conflict, and we're going to send gratitude to it. This could be tricky. See if you can find gratitude for your challenge. It always makes us stronger. It always gives us an opportunity to go to the next level. Okay. So make the sound of gratitude. Feel gratitude in your body for this challenge. This is a tricky one. You might have to work on this tonight to really be able to have gratitude for every challenge. Even someone that's hurting you, they're giving you an opportunity to learn compassion. Okay, now make the sound of this gratitude and bring it to the challenge. Cool. All of a sudden for me, the challenge doesn't have that anxiety around it anymore. It's there, but I'm at peace in my body, right? You can also do compassion. Bring compassion to the people you have challenges with. Bring compassion to yourself. Compassion is a deep frequency. Feel it in your body. Make the sound of compassion and bring it to this challenge. Again, it's all about not only consistent tones, but consistent energies, gratitude, compassion, and then love. Love's an easy one. Feel love in your heart and then bring it to this challenge that you have with the sound. It's so nice to bring gratitude, compassion, and love to anyone that's upset with me for whatever reason, right? Because then I'm not upset and I'm not going, I'm going, wee. And what's cool about it, not only does it make me peaceful, it often changes them. And you can even do it silently. You don't need to do it out loud if you're in, you know, a discussion with somebody. Doesn't really help to do it in their face, you know, but you could just do it silently. You know, everybody do a vowel with love silently. Really loud in your head, silently. Nice. Okay. That's my first resolution, to never get upset, frustrated, or thrown off by any challenge or conflict ever. Boy, it's a big one. That's a big one. I've made headway in the last 5 years, but boy, it's really the last bastion of higher consciousness to never be upset. And we're not talking stuff in it. There's a lot of stuffers that never get upset. We're talking transmutation, okay? The other one is about love and light. Let's come back to that one. Let's do wholeness first. This is my other resolution. To be so whole and heart open in myself that I'm never affected by other people's thoughts about me, or especially how much they love me. So another big one, us fours on the Enneagram, hopeless romantics. Oh boy, it's a little trickier for us. But I think it's kind of tricky for just about anybody, especially in relationships, to not be affected, especially in a loving relationship, to not be affected by how someone is thinking about you, especially, ultimately, in a breakup, or ultimately, it's even a little different, but it's much the same solution, if someone dies or leaves, right? To be whole on your own, not affected by others, but here's the trick, heart open as well. It's easy, actually. I've seen a lot of people that are very whole, very not affected by others, and very cold, right? Very cold. The tricky part is to be completely whole, centered, grounded in your own vibration, not affected by others, but completely heart open, ready to give and transmit love. Not give yourself away, but give and transmit love. I believe the key to this one is discipline and mastery. It's where discipline and mastery come into play, which is different than letting go and letting God. Complete flow. Complete letting it be. Complete resonance with source energy. You can do both. So it's a source energy or complete resonance with what is, which is important. But when it comes down to your emotions and personality and being affected, or thoughts as well, thoughts mostly, in fact, it's critical to be able to be disciplined and in your power to overcome your lower self. This is often about being empowered. You have the power to transform your thoughts. It's actually pretty easy. It's just one thought away. It's not like there's any physical gravity or inertia stopping it. There are deeply ingrained neural pathways in the brain that are actually hard to change. That's why it takes serious discipline and serious personal power to overcome these thoughts of others, this wanting to be loved, to be completely whole and know that you've got all the love in the universe right here. So I think of it as a base of the spine warrior energy. I am not going to allow myself to be affected by how much someone loves me. So it's being in your own frequency, in your own vibration, right? It's being in in your own point of awareness where you're just watching it. That point of awareness is perfectly still. It's being in your soul frequency, which I feel is at the base of the spine and also at the higher self as well. So you are you in your natural vibration. It's like I ask people at open houses, how many of you know where home is? And I'm not talking about the home note because very few people know that. I'm talking about where you are at peace. And how many of you know when you're off, when something has thrown you off? And it's interesting, at open houses, it's less than a quarter of the people raise their hand. When I do ask it in my classes, it's more than 50% raise their hand. It's critical that you know when you're off, when you're not home in yourself. Right? And again, it's often, you can love through it, but sometimes you need to really be disciplined. Buddhism talks about it, and pin down those things and thoughts that are actually bringing you away from yourself, making you chaotic, right? It's the serious discipline. Alice Bailey talks about it too. It's really refining the mind instead of getting out of the mind, right? Wholeness, completely whole, on your own. You don't need anybody. We're social beings, so we love everybody anyway, and we are all one. So it's kind of a dichotomy, right? But to be stressed out because of the way someone thinks of you, it's like most people say it's the number one cause of cancer. Number one cause of cancer. Worry about what other people think. And then once you're whole, flow is important. Flow like the water of life. Let's listen to a song, Water of Life, and tune in. Oh, there's another interesting thing about this song. It is about bringing universal love in your heart, this song. But there's, if you listen, this was based on a breath that I tuned into when I was just feeling the energy of universal love. And it's like an empowered breath. Oh, right? Very full, just complete letting go, full power breath. And you'll hear that breath in this song. That's part of the wholeness of being in your power, relaxed, in the flow at the same time, and heart open. This is Water of Life. Enjoy. besides feeling empowered and whole on your own, heart open, and being able to be at peace with any challenge, my third resolution is to be in love and light all the time. I use love and light to represent a full range of higher emotions, from bliss to just fifth dimensional in the zone energy, where it's kind of like, I would make the sound of it like this. Whee! It's kind of like joy even, but it can be love, it could be joy, it could be gratitude, it could be just bliss. To be in that state all the time. Because the truth is, when you're in that state, there's no challenges or conflicts. It's all flow. It's all perfect. When you're in that state, you are whole. When you're one with the universe, where you are enveloped in indescribable love. That's the deal. That's where I want to be. And it's not at all a leaving things. Well, it's kind of like leaving things behind. It's leaving the emotional world behind. But it's not checking out. It's not just, it's still being present with all the news. It's still being present with all going on the planet. It's like Kuan Yin doesn't check out. Kuan Yin brings love to every bit of suffering on the planet. It's still being present, but being in that zone, because that's the most important of all. The more you resonate this higher vibration, which is not necessarily a higher vibration, but it's more of a stable vibration. I mean, it could be compassion, a lower vibration. Ooh, but just bliss. Think of an example of that energy that you've experienced before and go back to it. Or if you know how to go there just now, you don't even have to go back, just go there now to bliss, pure love and light, surrounded by clear white light, golden light, surrounded by Source, surrounded by all the archangels, ascended masters, surrounded by God, surrounded by nature, surrounded by your soul frequency. And feel it completely. And then make the sound of it. That's my resolution, to be in that energy from now on. Maybe we could wait till tomorrow night. You could start early. Start tonight. Start now. For all of 2018, to be in that energy of love and light and bliss. Maybe we come back occasionally and go, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. and then bliss out again. I guess we have to come back and do work to survive, figure out our relationships, figure out our life, but bring that energy to it. Come at it. It's like being in love, right? Everything around you transforms. Transforms everything. And your body completely heals. And everything seems to work out. You're in the flow. And you're in complete universal love. Let's play another song, which is Unconditional Love. And just resonate and feel this energy and let it become the norm. It's Unconditional Love. So we return to our initial intention that all your resolutions may come true, but especially those that you believe you may not have the power to overcome. Those are the most powerful. People don't normally state those resolutions. The things in your life that you don't think you have the power to overcome. The truth is, it's a dream spell or group think on this planet that has entrained us into this disempowerment. We are way more powerful in our mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Way more powerful. You have plenty of power, way more than you need to completely transform that which you think you can't transform. So that's our intention. It is transformed now and going forward. So it is. So it is. So it is. Hold that energy, that belief that it can be, you can transform it. At least hold it through the evening. At least till the new year. Through the week. Through all of 2018. Through every year. And every lifetime. Yes. Take care. And Happy New Year.